Three.
Number three.
Trois in French. Hopefully you're getting listened to out there. Goddamn, my phone turned off. Okay, but I know the question. The question stems from... Okay. This question stems from... So I was talking to this one chick at work. And then I was like, yeah, like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Okay. And then they're like, what's that? Oh. And I'm like, what do you mean, what's that? I'm like, that's a literary fucking classic. It's like, you know.
I didn't know, and I was until like, I watched Once Upon a Time.
Oh, shit.
Netflix. But you've heard of that saying.
Yeah, I've heard the saying, yeah.
But she didn't even hear about that saying. The saying. Let alone the book or its context or its backstory or whatever. Yeah. Or what it means in pop culture. Like, it's just, it's not just a book thing anymore.
Yeah.
Like, literally, the Hulk is almost inspired by that. And so, like, and then I started rifling off all these other ones, and like, so you've heard all these literary masterpieces, but this is the one you haven't heard of.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah. I was like, okay, that's weird. So my question is, can you name some things that when people ask you, they're surprised that you've never heard of or know of?
I don't know.
They're surprised that you don't know about this subject or have ever heard about this thing or like something that surprises them because it's common. They think it's common for everybody to know.
Yeah.
Or seen or watched or heard. So I'm assuming it's popular. You know, it's popular, but you've never heard of it or seen it or heard it.
Yeah. Okay. So what's yours?
Oh, my biggest one is easily Sandlot. Never seen it.
Yes. God, I forgot about that.
And then I, for like a whole half a year straight, I was like, you're killing me, Smalls.
I said that a lot.
But I knew the reference.
You have never went back and watched it yet?
No, it was on Netflix. They're like, oh, Sandlot 2. I was like, I don't want to watch Sandlot 2.
You watched Sandlot 2.
Without watching Sandlot 1. Number 1.
Yeah.
And then, but people still give me shit about it. They're like, you got to watch it. I was like, do I? I feel like I got the gist of it. You're killing me, Smalls.
Done. Killing me, Smalls.
But I used to say that a lot, like, because when I used to bartend, like, they would ask for change.
Forever.
And I used to say that a lot. I just knew that, I know where it came from, I just never seen the movie. But I use all these terms from this fucking movie, never seen it.
The Great Bambino?
Great Bambi?
So, like, and
people... What does that say? Baby Ruthie?
Gosh. And, like, literally that people are surprised that, like, I'm like, nah, never seen it. Or just not in my childhood. And people are always surprised. I was like, well,
fucking young people.
How old is that movie?
Wait, I've watched Sandlot.
Oh, hold on. Alexa, what year did The Sandlot come out?
The movie The Sandlot was released in 1993.
See?
Oh wow! I was
older ones than that, but it's just not in my repertoire.
Yeah,
but I still watch it though. I don't know why.
What do you got?
I don't know. I can't think of anything for real.
Well, you ever thought like when they're like, "Oh, you never seen this or heard this or done this or"?
One of mine is
where somebody else is surprised. Like you're not surprised. You're like, I don't like it, or I'm like, I'm good.
One of mine is the Beatles. Like I've heard of the Beatles, and I've heard quite a few of their songs, obviously. I've even seen one of their movies, but I'm not like when I say they're always surprised. Like when I say, oh, I don't like the Beatles, or like I don't understand the love for the Beatles.
Oh, like,
huh?
I like the Beatles.
I know why people love the Beatles. I don't get it. Like they're not, and that's not me being racist. Like seriously, like it just doesn't translate to my genre of music.
And it's weird because like I've never heard the Beatles until like 8th grade, and then but it's just because they're like, oh no, like I was like, oh, that's a good song, and they're like, who is that? And they looked at me fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And then they're like, that's the Beatles. And I was just like, well, motherfucker, like I was raised in Mexican culture, like I don't like, I've heard more like of Motown or Michael Jackson. I didn't hear until I was in 6th grade.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this is a great artist, why would not, is this new? And they're like, no. And then looked at me crazy again. They're like, that's Michael Jackson, how have you not heard of him? I was like, well, like, listen, motherfucker, like I'm first generation, like I'm, all this is new to me.
I'm from Motown, and so that shit is like, that to me, like, it's all, like, that shit is all secondhand.
Yeah.
But when you talk about the Beatles, my parents weren't playing the Beatles in my house. Like, they weren't playing, Rolling Stones or Led Zeppelin. I discovered all that shit on my own. And a lot of that shit don't translate to me. Like, honestly, I could do, listen, Led Zeppelin, I could do without. Like, I'll say it. I ain't scared to say it. I ain't no punk. Come see me about it. Like, I ain't listen. That's not what I listen to. And I didn't even like my parents' music, so I didn't fuck with Motown very much either. No offense. I like the Temptations like everybody else, but I'm an 80s baby, so we started fucking, we listen to hip-hop, man. And that's what I listen to, because I was like, I don't have to listen to that shit no more. You know? Even R&B, like, I like R&B, don't get me wrong. My R&B cuts off into a certain, it's like, only certain artists make it in my R&B genre now, because most of that shit ain't R&B to me, you know?
Oh, so, the newer ones?
Yeah, like a lot of that new shit, but you know, you got your Miguel's and Usher, still kicking and stuff like that, but it's not a lot of good R&B artists.
Hey, would you put Bruno Mars in the R&B?
I would.
Yeah. That's so, they're like, he's more poppy. I was like,
but I didn't fuck with,
you see that voice? You see his performance? Fuck you, like, he's R&B.
He's R&B. But I didn't fuck with none of that, like, I didn't, Rolling Stones, Aerosmith, all of that. Like, I had to learn that on my own.
Actually, after I saw Armageddon,
I had no idea who Steven fucking Tyler was. And they were like, this the dude from Aerosmith. I was like, who the fuck is Aerosmith?
And then, like, so I went back and kind of listened to the music, and I was like, they don't have great songs, but I can dig some of their songs. And then I
moves like Jagger. I was like, who the fuck is Jagger?
Mick Jagger.
And why he got moves? And I was like,
and why haven't I seen these moves?
Yeah,
like, and then when you go back and look at that video, he's got like two moves, two signature fucking moves.
I knew who David Lee Roth was, but I didn't know who Sammy Hagar was. You see what I'm saying? Like, because they had that one song, California Girls or something like that. He had a song; it was popular, but I didn't know who the fucking, I didn't know who Sammy Hagar was. I can't even name the band off the top of my head right now. Sammy Hagar band.
I don't know.
It's a huge band though. Like, whatever.
If I saw his picture, I'd know.
Alexa.
Did you not know Alexa?
What band does Sammy Hagar play for?
Here's something I found on Wikipedia. Gary Opel is a guitarist best known
Gary Opel.
For playing with Sammy Hagar and his membership in the band Boston.
Boston.
Yeah.
Who was, Alexa, who did David Lee Roth sing for? What band?
This might answer your question. David Lee Roth's bands are Bitter Pill and Van Halen.
That's I was like, what's in Boston? I was just like, fucking eruption.
Sammy Hagar was in Van Halen, and I was like, I don't even know who Van Halen was at the time. I just knew that Sammy Hagar, I ended up finding out that Sammy Hagar played the guitar on a Michael Jackson track.
I didn't see the
roundabout things. Like, I didn't learn any of that till I knew who, like, I knew who Michael Jackson was. I didn't know who the Beatles were, so I mean, like, I liked the Monkees because they had a TV show. The Beatles didn't have a TV show.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
People did say they monkeyed around, so.
Give or take. Michael Jackson had a monkey. A chimp,
see,
actually.
He did.
It all comes full circle. So, but that's kind of one of the things that I
yeah, because some people, like, they're like, oh, you don't know this one's like, whoa, like, I'm like, I as the first generation here, like, I didn't learn about this generation until, like, when you get independent and your parents let you choose your own music, you know, like, after that, you don't really get to choose whatever's on the radio. They play what's on the radio. And you listen to what they listen to growing up. So, like if I listen to all this music, it's considered, like, oldies in the Mexican time. But I fucking love those songs because I heard them. Like, my mom would literally, I still remember to this day, Saturdays and Sunday morning, she would just fucking, whoa, boom, hit the fucking tape and let that shit ride. You don't really have a choice. If it's a tape, you let that shit ride. And throughout the morning, you would listen to that whole fucking A-side while she cleaned, mopped, did the dishes, did laundry, and you're just there chilling, watching music, and watching TV, and she told you to turn your cartoons down because she fucking listened to her music. And then so you're like, okay, cool. So you're just sitting really close to the TV. You're just like, okay, cool. But she blasts your music doing all the chores and stuff. And then, like, so, like,
that happens in our house, too. Yeah. But it was Prince.
Yeah, see, like, and until, like, sixth grade when I was, like, more of my friends would, like, let me listen to the CDs. Because I finally got a fucking CD player and I thought it was a shit. But I couldn't run with it and I couldn't put it sideways because it'd skip. I didn't get the good CD player, but I got a CD player. Like, and then, like, so they let me borrow their CDs and then, so I'd let them ride. And I'm like, oh, I like this song and this song. And then I just, like, started borrowing CDs. I was like, well, let me listen to it for recess. Like, because then they're like, nah, my mom don't want me to lose this CD or whatever. And
that's
then
when you're, that's when your parents, you had to be like, no, you can't have this one. I like this one. Then it lets you borrow the shitty ones.
Yeah, so like, and that's how I got introduced to more CDs and more CDs. And then I was just like, all right, cool.
Long winded
there. Different tangent, too. Yeah. It's way off.
Did you find one?
The only thing I can think of, I mean, I guess it's the biggest thing, was just like if I went to like back home to the Reds or something, and they're like, you don't speak the language, you know, that's probably the biggest thing that I can think of.
Yeah,
is that because I mean I didn't grow on a reservation, so yeah. I grew up in a city. You know, my grandpa doesn't even speak the language anymore. Like, he lost that because he grew up on the res, but then they shipped him off to school and then military and then all that. So after that, all there all the time of speaking, you know, just the English basically. Because yeah. Back then, when my grandpa was a kid, it was frowned upon to speak your language.
Mm. Yeah, same thing with my grandma on my dad's side. My grandpa literally told her, like, because he took her off, like, a res over there.
Yeah.
It's not a reservation, but that's where they live.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not theirs. It's the city's, but they let them live there. It's weird, because they don't have reservations in Mexico, really. But, like, when he brought him into the town, like, he was, like, the little mayor of this little town, like, 200, 300 people at the time. He was like, don't speak that language, and don't teach our kids that language. It's just frowned upon. He was like, don't speak it. Don't let them know. You know, do you, but don't embrace it.
Racist. Yeah, don't embrace yourself.
But basically now, like, now it's a big thing in the city, really, because, like, all it's all kind of died off, or...
Wait, what's the big thing?
Celebrating that...
Learning that language?
No, not the language, but, like, embracing that culture. Because now they're like, it's your origin, da-da-da. It's a little different, because, like, they literally do it, this is a festival...
Celebrate that culture, but don't speak that language.
Yeah. It's a sun festival now, and they literally have a stadium built in their home city, like home capital. Like, they it's a sun stadium, and they do the sun city. It's like it's a sun festival that they do every year, and then it's like a cultural dance thing.
Nice.
And it's cool now. It's celebrated a lot now, but, like, I remember my dad used to tell me, like, yeah. Like, she tried to teach us at one point, and my grandpa got mad. He's like, nah, don't do it. Like,
I'm
an official in this poli- like, I'm a mayor. Don't do that.
What you got?
I don't know.
Something just that when people, you're like, oh, what is that? And then they're like, you don't know?
I don't know, just sports. Like, once you guys all start talking about sports, I'm like, okay.
You're like, who is that?
Who's that? What are you talking about? Like, some of the topics, yeah, I catch on. I'm like, oh, I heard that, like, on Facebook or whatever. But then every once in a while, I'm like, oh, what the fuck are they talking about anymore? Who's Colin Kaepernick? Isn't he the one that did the knee to the thing? And then
everyone got,
like,
all
butt hurt. Fucking crybabies.
You got butt hurt because you got an ACL injury.
No, he didn't get butt hurt. Everybody else got butt
because
hurt.
Because
he wouldn't kneel. Or he
because
kneeled
he
during
kneel.
The national anthem. It's always sports that, like, catches me off guard. Usually I get, like, super quiet when you guys start talking about sports because I'm like...
I don't know that sport.
Yeah.
Do you know any sports?
You know any sports?
I know Larry Fitzgerald is on the Cardinals. And that he's
football?
Great. And that's it.
That's all you got, Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
So you don't know any?
Like
you know
that
Colin obviously.
Yeah, yeah. I know that he did the whole national anthem thing where he kneeled. I never stood up during the national anthem.
It's cool. Like, I got to shake Larry Fitzgerald's hand though. Like, it's like.
Oh, did you?
Well, because my friend, she used to get us tickets. Like, when there was 3 years in a row where the Lions played
yeah.
the Cardinals, and
one
I got to go downstairs.
every
time, all three times.
Yeah,
fucking.
We lost over there.
Really
though.
Good games. Well, fucking, but you've lost in Detroit, though.
Once.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, lost. And so, I got to go downstairs and meet the person, a couple people that gave us the tickets, which is cool. And
which is weird that we played them three times here and we played you guys
once
over there.
It, yeah.
Well, I guess it's good for you because you were, you know, You went there and saw. Actually, you went to the Skybox.
We got the monkey off our back. Yeah, I mean, I.
Well, so it's good though that they played here because for you, because you got to see your team.
I got to see my team. Yeah. And I got to meet one of the a couple of the players on each team. I got to meet Dominic and Sue's sister, and I got to meet Clayus Campbell's family, which is cool. So.
Yeah, Clayus is pretty tough.
Yeah, and he's a fucking nice guy, dude. He's such a nice guy.
What is he, 6'7"?
He's 6'8". He's 6'8". Seriously. 325 pounds? I'm 6'5", and he makes me look small. He's like
3'10". Yeah, he's 325 pounds.
He's a big dude.
So he's taller than
me. But he doesn't look like big. So like
he's got a deep-ass voice, too, though, right?
Yeah.
It's always out there game, so it's raspy. So it's like...
Oh, yeah, because he's yelling
out. Okay, he's
the captain, so he's like, he's directing.
Like, when he talks, he's like, no. Yeah, we have to come back. Like, he's like, you gotta come back every year. We always want to meet you guys. Like, he's always giving me shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny, though. Like, he
now where's he
engaged, at? He's in Jacksonville now. He had five sacks in the first game.
He's leading the league in sacks.
Yeah, and that defense is fucking solid too. Yeah, he's fucking playing
good
ball
for him.
I can't.
Point proven.
Ding 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 ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding